from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
That is Christian McCaffrey speaking on Brandon Ayuk. Nick Bosa said he'll be a tough piece to replace. It's tough. You know, you're a player in the league. You get drafted. Your first contract is low, mm-hmm. way under market value. You come to the moment, I'm really good. I should be paid $30 million a year. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your team doesn't want to do it. We'll see if anybody else will. Brandon Ayuk, the news on him, the Patriots are out. Do the Bills want a number one receiver? Yeah, probably. Posted that Twitter poll yesterday. 74% said yes, of course they do. 26% said no.
Still a quarter.
I know. They don't want one. I mean, right now, maybe not. And that was with somebody developing into one. That was in the poll.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher.
Just quick follow-up on the Niners. With if they're not going to pay Ayuk and they're going to end up trading him, they have a weird build in that all of their investment is going to be in players that most would probably be considered closer to the end than the beginning.
Debo,
McCaffrey is
Kittle,
that, and running back. They're about to pay Trent Williams probably a new deal, and even he's, what, 35?
He's played forever.
He's played, yeah. He punched Richard Sherman in the playoff game how long ago.
Yeah.
He's Kittle is a little bit up there. Like, they have a lot of investment and money in all I don't want to quite go all the way to older players yet, but guys that are at the back half of their primes.
Yeah. Then the Bills just went through that and have started to move towards younger players and a new kind of core. 803-0550 if you want to join us. We'll continue to connect with our fans. Jake in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Jake, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I just have a quick comment. I wanted to see if you guys thought this is maybe a little bit of a lack of foresight from Brandon Bean. You know, if we didn't make a couple signings, like maybe Curtis Samuel, maybe Matt Collins, would we have the base salary to get Ayuk? I know that wouldn't be optimal going into training camp with nobody, but is that the kind of case scenario we're in right now? And, you know, jumping way, way ahead, who do you guys anticipate being the next big, you know, free agent wide receiver? Very speculative, but love to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Jake. The guys for next year, going into this year, we thought Mike Evans might be. C.D. Lamb could be next year.
That would be the monster.
T. Higgins.
That would be the big whale.
Yeah, T. Higgins will be, right? He's playing on a franchise tag, and that's that. Right. There could be more guys like Ayuk where they're due for a fifth-year option, and they don't want to play for, you know, with no sort of safety net about guaranteed money. So I can pull up who the free agents will be.
The guys that would be playing, though, next year on their fifth-year option would be the draft class of Chase.
Okay.
Waddle's already paid. Smith's already played. Bateman is not this idea. He's not a big enough, you know, name at this point.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown has already been paid.
I've got the full list of UFAs, too, if you want those.
Okay.
Diggs.
Diggs, yeah, that's right. Yep.
T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper.
All older.
Brandon Cooks, Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson's not a bad idea, by the way. He's really good. He'll be a...
Okay, UFA. You want a name? I got a name for you. Team that's maybe a little bit in transition themselves and could be even... I could see them even being in more transition a year from now. Do you know who will be going into the final year of his contract next season? Probably going to want a pay raise. Probably going to want a long-term extension.
Okay.
DK Metcalf.
All right.
That's an idea.
Yeah, so those are
in a year, they could be nowhere at quarterback. I mean,
yep.
Geno Smith's already hurt, and I don't know. If that doesn't go well, is he automatically back? Probably not. And Metcalf's going to want a new deal. Lockett's older a little bit. Like, they've got some aged players on the defense. Like, I could see them starting to go through a transition and maybe being open to, like, a big Metcalf trade.
The second part of what you asked, lack of foresight, I don't think it's that. I do think it's... I liked this conversation yesterday because you might have an idea that a player is available or you might not. Was this player, if Bean wanted him, was he available to the Bills in March or April? And if he was and it was going to cost the Bills the first-round pick they had and then a contract and they didn't want to do it because at that time, by the way, for half of this offseason, Diggs was still on the team. When they signed Curtis Samuel, Diggs was on the team.
Yeah.
And the idea of Samuel as, you know, the second guy to Diggs was appealing. Like, all right, let's see how that goes. And then the Bills get that offer from Houston, and you've made this point a lot. Maybe that alone changes their entire offseason. Like, well, this is a pretty good deal. We can get out from under this. They're giving us a second-round pick. What were they giving you a second-round pick for? It was for Diggs, but it was also to convince you, sure, you should take a $31 million cap hit.
Right.
That's what that was for.
Yeah.
If there was no cap hit on Diggs and they wanted him gone, they'd trade him for a fourth or a fifth. But they had to be, you know, hey, let me line your pockets here a little bit.
It's like,
let me make this palatable to you. It'll be a second round pick from the Texans to make this Diggs trade. And then their offseason is changed. The idea of lack of foresight, I don't think it's a lack of foresight. You could make a case easily that you could have taken things in a different direction. But, you know, the Bills went the direction they went and had an offseason, and now Ayuk becomes more available, and he might go for less than market value just because there are only a couple of teams that can make this move right now.
Yeah. I mean, I could say the lack of foresight would have been you have a backup tight end who's currently costing you $15 million, and that's why you can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, and you just restructured Dawson Knox as well. Like Knox makes a big chunk of change for a guy that, he plays a lot for them, but
how
he's a $14 million player this year, and he's here next year, too. And they signed him to a big money contract that was big at the time, and you know it's always kind of looked like that seems a little bit out of whack.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. So, I, you know, could they have not done one of the deals and been a little bit more flexible to have a move like this in their back pocket? Like, if they don't sign MVS, is it easier for them to get this? It's easier, but is it more possible? Maybe it's not, because that's only a couple of million bucks. Because really, like, as the callers mentioned, like, Hollins and MVS and maybe, like, one other guy, like, you still have to fill out a room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a receiver, like, there has to be a room. And I don't, maybe not. Like, should they have just come to camp with the cheap guys?
No.
And said Tyrell Shavers and Claypool, because that's a vet minimum, and Hamler and Brian Thompson. You guys are going to swing it out.
Absolutely not.
For two spots.
In like what? No Curtis Samuel or what?
No, I'm saying in no Mac Collins, no MVS, because those are really the two.
That's right. I mean,
those are the two that add up to, don't they add up to like, what, $4 or $5 million?
Not even that.
Not even that?
No, probably not. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. Bill's back at training camp today and a practice. Yeah, Matt Collins' cap hit is 2.4, 2.5.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's a guy that's on the team.
He's going to do special teams. They like him as a veteran, right? And what's MVS? Probably about like 2, something like that. Right around there.
Yep. One thing about MVS that will be very interesting. So the Bills had Josh Allen mic'd up. I'm not gonna go conspiracy here, but the Bills had Josh Allen mic'd up, and there was a clip that went around, and it's MVS chatting up Allen. They're talking. Mm-hmm. They're friends. They get along, and you know he's talking into the microphone like, I've been to your house 3 times. They get along. They're buddies, I guess. You know, like I'd imagine a lot of players are on the team.
Yeah.
There is not that much to suggest that MVS should make the team over Shavers.
Yeah.
Over who? And if he does make the team, he might make it on a couple things. One, he's a veteran in the league and the Bills respect that. Two, a relationship with the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback gets friends to be backup quarterbacks on this team to a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to insulate it with people he feels comfortable with. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Just saying, like, if MVS does make the team over someone else, I don't think MVS makes it on the strength of his camp.
Yeah.
And then you would say that he makes the team because he was always going to make the team.
And because
the quarterback likes
him. Contract.
Because the quarterback likes him.
Yeah.
And let's be real, the guy that they drafted in the second round, the story goes that the quarterback liked him.
Yeah.
Which I think there is value in that, right? Like, he's not your GM. Allen's not your GM,
right?
But you're going to do things that make him happy to a point. There's a balancing act there.
His contract, by the way, if they were to cut him, he would be his cap hit
MVS
this year. If he's on the team, his cap hit is $1.35 million. If they cut him, since it would be after June 1st, his cap hit this year would be $1.35 million.
So it's free.
And then it would be $900,000 next year.
That's fine. Not going to worry about that. The cap will go up another $30
million. Right. And Shavers is about $1 million. So basically, that's what makes it a little tougher. I think when you get to money that's that low, you should just take, if you can afford it, take the guy that's the better player. right? Spend the extra $900,000 and keep Tyrell Shavers on the team. But that's Shavers' battle right now. That's a guy like that's battle to unseat an MVS is. You, if you're counting the money they've already spent on the cap for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you've got to be, you're almost like a $2 million player. You have to be $900,000, $1 million better than him because it will save money to keep him instead of you. But again, I think the way camp is going right now, I think, especially with Shavers, and I feel like that is happening. I feel like he looks like a player right now where you would say million extra bucks to keep him over MVS. I feel like I'd want to do that.
803-0550. Thanks for your phone calls. Keep them coming. Get more calls from you, whatever you want to chat about these Bills as we have our last show from training camp today. Brandon Bean, next hour, we'll chat with the Bills GM. Chris Brown in the 8 o'clock hour, Howard picks the Bills. Carl Jones, Channel 4, back in Buffalo to chat with us as well
about things. I got a stadium question for you also.
When we get back?
Yeah, when we get back.
It's not about Pitbull Stadium, is it?
It's related to Pitbull Stadium.
FIU.
Pitbull.
Pitbull bought the rights to the stadium. It's called Pitbull Stadium. I feel more people should be doing this.
More artists?
Everybody.
We should figure out. That's what I wanted to figure out. Which artists do we want to buy the naming rights to the new Bill Stadium?
Pitbull buying the naming rights to FIU Stadium is one step closer to my favorite hypothetical question, which is, if a billionaire wanted to buy the rights to one NFL game and watch it alone, would the NFL sell the rights to that person? Chiefs Broncos. Bill Gates bought the rights to it. Only he gets to watch it. Would they take that money? My favorite hypothetical. Is there a price?
Right.
Where they would say, yeah, we sold that game to a guy.
Yep.
803-0550. Anybody wants to answer that, you know, you're more than welcome to. I think about it all the time. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.